Welcome to our last November to Remember. This month, we have been coming to you every Monday with our visionary and mindset skills. I am Thisa Lonka, a public speaker and your mindset champion, helping you to reduce your overwhelm, feel good, empowering you to get confident and successful in your own right. I am with my co-host today, Lisa Williams. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi guys, so I am Lisa Williams, the Vision Board Queen. I help people create the blueprints for their future using the power of vision boards. Today we are going to be talking to you about changing your beliefs. So changing your beliefs can change your life, because your life shows up and it matches what your core beliefs are. So often our core beliefs can be stemmed from childhood. They can be stemmed from social media. Things like, I'm not good enough. I can't do this. I'm unloved. I don't fit in. People won't watch me. People won't listen to me. Things like that all come from things that have happened to us in the past. So when we take a look at these core beliefs, this is how we can find and reprogram them. So V is going to be going through a step program to help you change those beliefs and get move forward in that process. So V, how can people move forward if they have these limiting beliefs, these core beliefs that they are programmed with?
First of all, I really want to say that every single person, just like you said, every single person has core beliefs. Some of us don't even know it because we haven't had a wide experience enough to be able to have noticed that somebody else has been living differently to us. We always think we're living exactly the same and everybody else has just been brought up the same as us. And the massive thing is, the only issue, and this is why this four-step process works, is because the biggest issue that we have when we are trying to change our beliefs, or we have already got negative beliefs about ourselves, is judgment, fear of judgment and comparison. Because if we didn't have fear of judgment and comparison, then why would we even have these beliefs like we're not good enough? Because we have to have something to compare it to. So the first thing in the four-step program is identifying the problem. What is that problem and how do you behave with it? So if it's a problem about feeling like you're not good enough on social media, or feeling like you're not good enough because that's what you were told from a young child, you've got to identify the problem first. What is it and how do you behave with it right now? Are you angry? Do you shout at people? You know, are you a jealous person? What is that actual behavior? And then the second thing is to challenge. Once you've identified it, is to challenge it. So why have I been feeling like this? What is it about me? What is it about other people? What's happened to me in the past, or what's happening to me right now, that I am repeating this pattern and I'm constantly in a cycle of problem-orientated behavior? And then the third thing is to start to reframe it. And when I say reframe, it means change your perception. So, for example, say that you were, I'm going to take a real life example from somebody that was a client. They felt they were the most overweight person in their family, and they felt like they weren't as good as their beautiful cousins, speech marks, beautiful cousins. And what we looked at was reframing that thought. And she had to really look at actually what made her beautiful and what made her feel like she felt good, and why weight was not an issue. And she had to change her perception of what she believed to be pretty by her own standards that she created in her head. So reframing that thought, and then actually going out. And step four is to test all the work you've done. So to test the challenging behavior, to test the reframed thoughts that you've now created in your heads, and separate that from judgment. And Lisa, what actually happens is, once you start becoming your true self and you start releasing all that, those thoughts about comparison and judgment and that you're not good enough, people will see the true you And I know that you have had elements where people, you're now stepping into your light. But when I first met you, you said you were at a transition stage. But can you explain to everyone how you used to feel?
Absolutely. So when I first started to put myself out there on social media, it was possibly around 4 years ago now, I wasn't very confident at all. I didn't have any self-belief in myself. I didn't have any, I didn't think I was pretty. I didn't have any confidence. I didn't really feel loved. I didn't really have any, I didn't have any of those inner feelings that it was all negative feelings. It was all negative thoughts about myself. And it wasn't until I actually started to reframe that and turn those beliefs around to actually believe in myself, believe that I was pretty, beautiful, confident, all those feelings that I actually now I am who I am, and I'm happy with who I am. I'm comfortable with who I am. I feel like I am a person that people would look up to and would admire and would, be guided by their thought process, because they have been in that position before, that I have been there, have been where some people are now, and I have been on that journey. It is a long journey. It doesn't happen overnight, but just those daily things. And it was things like putting things on the mirror to say, I am beautiful, I am pretty, I am this, I can do this. And it was all affirmation processes, which really did help reframe the way I thought about myself.
And it's really important to just mention as well that, you know, it's not like you said it's a long process. It doesn't happen overnight. And one of the things that I found when I was going through when I was tackling my self-limiting beliefs is there's always this little thing on your shoulder that sort of, we call it, you know, the mindset monkey, but there's always that sabotager on your shoulder that's saying, who do you think you are? You know, you're how dare you think you're this, you're that. I know when I started to become a businesswoman, I came from a teaching background, I came from a performance background, and I was like, what? I think I'm a businesswoman now? And I was thrown into the deep end. My first ever business event was a Cheshire Life luncheon with all the big boys and all the big girls. And I literally felt like this little tiny mother who was on maternity leave, and I thought, who do I think I am? But I did it. And it's about throwing yourself in and going and testing those challenges, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. So what would your advice be to someone who is feeling those self-beliefs, those limiting beliefs right now?
There's so many things that you can do, but I think my top two key tips would be, the first one is it's easier said than done, to shut it out. And the only way you can really shut it, there's lots of different ways to shut it out. Some people can just tell themselves to be quiet. Some people get sick of themselves and go, right, I'm sick of listening to myself now. I am ready to go. There's also a distraction technique that you can use, and you can just kind of put more importance on your distraction, so the rest of it is behind you. You know, we have a saying in our circle, Lisa, where we always talk about looking forwards and not looking back. And it's true, you know, if you have a vision and you have something to keep looking forwards at, and you truly believe that you can achieve it, forget what anybody else is saying. It will be there. You know, you probably still have it. I still have it. It's still there. Like, people still will say things, but it's how much importance are you going to give to that, or to your reason to really carry on and succeed? Putting yourself out there every single day, for us on social media, or for anybody who's not on social media, but you still want to step up into your own light, you've got to be able to find a way to shut the noise off.
Absolutely. Yeah, totally agree with that, V. So my advice would be to write down what your limiting beliefs are. Find out what they actually are. Find out where they're coming from. Find the core of where they are, and then reprogram them, reword them to match the opposite of them. So if your belief is I'm not good enough, then it's I am enough. It's about reprogramming and finding the opposite to that belief and just repeating them. Put them around your house. Just get your mind into changing that belief. So, V, as we said in our last session last week, we do have a special announcement to share today. Would you like to share that with the listeners today?
I am so excited to share this. So we have coming up for you a 2-hour masterclass with myself and Lisa, the Vision Board Queen. And it is taking place on Sunday, the 6th of December, 9:30 till 11:30, 2-hour masterclass. And it is called, what are we titling it?
How to Champion Your Mindset Through a Visualization. So how to get that mindset and that vision focused for next year. We're so close to 2021. Do you want to start that with the right mindset and the vision to match it? This is so exciting, and I have been so excited for this for so long. Since we first had that initial voice notes to each other, it's been a journey, and we cannot wait to share this masterclass with you on the 6th of December.
So if you're looking to really just leave 2020 behind and, like Lisa said, jump into 2021 with knowing where you want to go and feeling happier in yourself, conquering those self-limiting beliefs, learning how to have a vision and understanding how to change your mindset and stepping up and leveling up, this is the masterclass for you. And we're keeping it at a really affordable price. We're keeping it at £10.
Yeah. And we're going to be going through our 7 steps of mindset and visualization, which is really exciting. And I can guarantee you will walk away with a different mindset after this masterclass.
I am so excited.
That is the end of our pop-up podcast. If you would like to join the masterclass, the links will be below this podcast. So please, please feel free to reach out to myself or V, and we can point you in the right direction. And thanks again for tuning in for the last 4 weeks. If you have only just caught this podcast, please go back to the 4 weeks and watch them all. You will have been on a journey with us. So thanks again, Anna. V?
Yeah, thank you everybody so much. You've been so amazing. Thank you for listening. And we cannot wait for this masterclass. We will put all the links up for you so you know exactly where to go to book. And like Lisa said, we are very reachable. If you have any messages, please feel free to reach out and PM us.
Thank you so much, guys.